listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get bite-sized tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and a creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. You can follow news about the podcast on Twitter at Writerly Bites. Now, I'm so excited to have our first author visitor to the podcast this week. We'll be hearing from the writer Laura Ehrlich and hearing her favorite writing tip for making her own writing better. Laura is the writer of the incredible story collection Animal Wife. So here's the conversation that Laura and I had about her favorite writing tip. So today I'm talking with Laura Ehrlich. Laura's work has been published in literary magazines, including Friction, Hunger Mountain, and Story Quarterly, and has been recognized with many awards and fellowships. Most recently, her incredible story collection, Animal Wife, received Red Hen Press's Fiction Award, judged by the New York Times bestselling author Anne Hood, who called the collection sensual and intelligent with gorgeous prose. So we're talking with Laura. Laura, tell us about a writing tip that you'd like to give to your fellow writers. What's something that you do to make your writing better?
Thank you so much, Blair, for having me and for asking that question. I am a long-winded writer and a very inefficient writer in that I have to write hundreds of pages sometimes before I figure out what the story is that I'm trying to write. And I've just accepted that that's part of my process now. But what I do then at the end, when I have the volumes of prose on the page, is to read through it and find the kernel of what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And often it's a lot simpler than all of the hundreds of pages would suggest. Mm-hmm. So I will then pare away everything that is not in support of that heart of the story. And sometimes that means paring away hundreds of pages. I did that for the first story in the collection of my book. Yeah, I thought it was a novel and I wrote a whole novel's worth of words and then realized it was meant to be a short story focused very closely on a mother-daughter relationship. So I stripped everything else away and ended up with however many words it was. It was like a 20-page story. And sometimes that can be painful, but freeing at the same time to realize that what you're left with is actually a really tight, powerful story. Further, sometimes just as a writing exercise, I'll take that short story and try to pare it down even further. So what else can I cut out of here and still retain the heart of the piece? And sometimes, you know, trying to get it down to 10 pages and then to 5 pages and then to 2 pages and down to 1 page and sometimes even a paragraph and even further to 2 sentences just to see how small I can make it while retaining the power of what it's trying to say. And you'll see different lengths of stories in my collection for that reason. Some of them only need 2 sentences to get the point across, and some need more space. So that is my writing tip.
Thank you, Laura. And I love how you're mentioning the heart, finding the heart of your story, because that's something I talk to my students about a lot. It's so important to find what's really the sort of prickly problem beating at the center of the story. Mm-hmm. And anything that's not dealing with that is probably inessential.
Yeah.
To hear.
Exactly. Just carving away all the extra flesh. Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself saving or salvaging those things that you cut and using them elsewhere in other stories, or are they never salvageable?
Oh, no, absolutely. They're salvageable. Sometimes not, of course. Like everyone else, I write a lot of crap. But whenever I cut something, I save a document and it's just titled Stuff. And I just put every scrap into that document. And sometimes it'll end up for one story being hundreds of pages long, just with random words or fragments or sometimes whole chapters. And sometimes I'll copy things into it 4 times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, I never have to look at it, but it's there if I need it. And there were times where I've salvaged whole sections and turn them into other stories. Mm-hmm. And again, in Animal Wife, the book ending story, the one that appears at the end of the book, was originally mm-hmm. embedded in that story I mentioned earlier that I thought was a novel, but turned fabulous. Out to be a short story. Yeah.
It's fantastic. You can repurpose these things into their own stories.
Exactly. Nothing's wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lara. And you heard it here first, everyone. Try to find the heart of your story and cut away what is not the heart. Thank you so much, Lara.
Thank you, Blair.
So that was Lara Ehrlich talking about her favorite writing tip and a little bit about her writing process. This week's book recommendation is her wonderful story collection, Animal Wife. This dark, vivid, intense, and intensely moving collection was such a pleasure to read. Each story tackles some aspect of female identity or motherhood in particular, and it's willing to be vicious and cruel, but also showing a kind of fierce tenderness in the relationship that can exist, particularly between mothers and daughters. Thanks for listening. The Writerly Bites podcast will be back with micro tips to make your writing better. It's produced by me, Blair Hurley. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and visit the website at writerlybites.com. Email me at writerlybitespodcast@gmail.com with your favorite tips or questions about the writing life, which I'd love to tackle in future episodes.